I like that way of putting it. I am an honest writer of fiction. Because these guys, these power guys, they love to fabricate. That's all they do is invent false lies and deceptions, stories. Not for our entertainment, but for our containment. Paul is for us in this moment. Now that he can be everywhere discussed, because his teachings, as Proudhon's, go right to the heart of power's politics of control, its key strategy of division. Power hopes to nullify Paul not just by its usual suppression methods, rewriting his story with lots and lots of lies and deceptions, and finally burying him altogether by removing him from our recollections, but by actually erecting an entire religious institution on his head, Christianity, and replacing his careful, practical guidance for how to resist the state. Reminds me of that scene in Devil's Advocate. Sudden coughing fits in those who are engaged in public speech. Trust, they do it on me every day. It can happen any place. They have a wave that can cause mucus to flow, coughing to happen, instantaneous. Anyway, and by the way, Garrison Keillor fits the profile for EMF assault. We won't go there though. They erected an entire religious institution on Paul, replacing his careful, practical guidance for how to resist the state. And that he calls attention to the state as the problem becomes clear once we discuss him. Replaces his careful guidance with a falsified Jesus, complete with sugar-coated messages of peace, with no analysis of the problem, which we know is key. For while Paul's summary, and Paul is Jesus' representative, while his summary certainly is, we all have to come together as one, which is Prince's message in last December from the Rainbow Children, and Bob Marley's consistently so as well, for instance, in One Love. And while there is no other way to hear Jesus' words, quote, blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets, unquote. We can only hear that as preparation to face power, rule, the state. And even without Alice Miller and Jeremy Bentham, Machiavelli is sufficient to explain the psychology of the crowd, I guess we could call it. To explain it clearly for any who doubt that this is the case, class means you must obey authority. These terms are synonymous. How has always, once class snuck in to claim our minds, how has always been the key question. What is the plan? And Paul seems to have been the first with the correct analysis to address it. Power created Christianity to attempt to dissolve Jesus's one love message, to beat our earth-connected brothers and sisters across the globe, to beat them over the heads with the Bible while the missionaries murdered them, so it would be seen as a tool of oppression, which indeed Christianity was, but not Jesus and not Paul. And as Paul says, those who have the law of love written in their hearts are a law unto themselves. I've been able to sing those words of Bob Marley's, words that partly express this thought of Paul's from Paul. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? It's from Romans 11. I've been able to sing those words of Bob Marley. Have pity on those whose chances grow slimmer. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. For decades, without the fact of my singing them posing the least threat to power, because I had no context in which to fit them, seeds with no fertile soil in which to grow. Well, that's what you, I, and Prince are doing now. We're amending the soil, turning in the good food, the spiritual food, full of nutrients, to make renewed life spring from this dead system. This is the perfect will of God that Paul is helping us to understand.
Come here, let's take it to me one time.